This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Maniro akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare maniro anhasi uri musi wemugovera, chikunguru 16, 2016. Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa paindaneti pawebsite yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Iyo vachakonzera musangano pavanenge varedi vakuru zvichangodaidzirwa varombedzwa kuti nekuzvikotsika. Vachangotidaidza kuita musangano havasati vatipatai.
VaElias Mudzuri votaura nezvekudomwa kwavo semumwe wevateedzeri wemutungamiri weMDCT.
Doda minimum program kana minimum platform inoita kuti vana mavarige vachiti zvavanoita vanokwanisa kuita namatractors avo ari pazvii kutika matractors iwo vana akagamuka vana matractors avo.
Varugare Gumbo vanoti masangano akazvimirira pamwe nemapato ezvematongerwo enyika anofanira kutsigirana kuti munyika muve neshanduko. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri weMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vari kutarisirwa mumazuva mashoma anotevera kugara pasi nevateedzeri vavo vatatu kuti vaone kuti votora gwara ripi. Vatsvangirai nezuro vakadoma vaNelson Chamisa navaElias Mudzuri kuti vabatane naMuzvare Tokozani Kupe sevateedzeri vavo mukuedza kugadzirira sarudzo dzemuna 2018. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata vaMudzuri tikavabvunza kuti vanonzwa sei nekudomwa kwavo.
Zvinonzwa kufara nokutenda kuti tapuwa basa rakati omei asi tofanira kuriita rokubatanidza chivanhu veZimbabwe. Toda kuti tibatsire mukuru atiapoinda ati tiite timu yokubatsira kuti tivambuse vanhu veZimbabwe nemaproblema avainawo. Saka ndinoona sokuti tichagara pasi toirana vamwe vaVP vakuru vaikupe VP vachamisa naive mukuru votirayira zvavada kuti tiite. Tosevenza takanangana nokuti vanhu vobatanidzwa sei, takanangana nedambudziko reekonomi yafa nomusangano weMDC uchibatana kuti tisvitsane patakananga kwekuti nyika ipinde mumaoko emaZimbabwe ese.
Saka munotarisira kuti muchaita musangano riini navatsvangirai nevamwe wenyama?
Iyo vachakonzera musangano pavanenge varedi vakuru zvichangodaidzirwa varombedzwa kuti nekuzvikotsika. Vachangotidaidza kuita musangano havasati vatipatai.
Saka pari zvino hamusati maziva kuti imimi munenge makabata chikamu chipi chaizvapa?
Hakungobatsira kuti kurayirana kuti tofambisa musangano weMDC sei, ndozvataudzwa sofa kuti toda kungobatsirana. Ivo somunhu anomboti remekei nekurwara ora sokuti tikaisawo misoro pasi takati wandei tipa pachinhano chavatipa ichocho tichivabatsira tinogona kuyambutsa vachitituma kuti wemanyawo. Ndozvaaitira chete.
Asi kavamwe vari kuti pamwe zvinogona kuunza ropa rakaipa pakati penyu namai Kupe zvinenge zvichifamba sei, munotarisa kushanda zvakanaka here?
Tinenge tichivakudza semukuru wagara aripo vakaiswa neCongress. Ini pachangu handioni chinounza ropa rakaipa. Chatinongoona ndechekuti toitavaka musha unobvumwa neZimbabwe unoziva MDC wokuti chi vanhu vaone kuti toda kunovasvitsa papi.
Mumwe wemuteedzeri wevatungamiri weMDCT vaElias Mudzuri vari parunare muHarare. Mutauriri webato rinopikisa reZimbabwe People First rinotungamirirwa naMai Joyce Mujuru varugare gumbo vanoti masangano akaita sehashtag this flag tajamuka nemapato anopikisa vanofanira kubatana kuti munyika muite shanduko. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata vagumbo.
Isu mavonera tiri kuita ndokuti tinoda United Front. Kana tichiti United Front tozira kuti tinoda minimum program kana minimum platform. Inoita kuti vana mawarire vachiita zvavanoita vanokwanisa kuita namatractors avo ari patiri kuchita matractors iwo vana tajamuka vana matractors avo matrade union vana matractors avo vana zvorwadza vemavendors vana matractors avo hatitenderanei kuti vamwe navamwe vana matractors avo asi hatitenderanai paminimum program yokuti zvatinofunga kuti zvakaita muZimbabwe ndezvipi toita sei nazvo kana zvikatangwa netajamuka fine vanhu vese munyika vanofanira kunge vachitsigira izvozvo kana tikatangwa namatedn kana mateachers namacivil servant vanhu vese ngavatsigire izvozvo
asi imi makagadzira here kuti munge muchishanda nevamwe vanopikisa
chaizvo that's why this advocate akangoti tive neminimum program minimum platform yokuti tiite zvipi tofanira kushanda navo hatinya tisingadi kuita iko zvino ndechekuti vamwe vanoti hatiti alliance vamwe vanoti tichoda kuita coalition and so on all those things zvese zvinokozera kupesana hatidi kuti tipesane toda kuti tive neunited front kuti vamwe vanoita programu yavo asi teitsigira vamwe vanoda kuita zvakati tochitsigira kana tichoda kuita zvakati votitsigira and so on.
Avo vanga vari mutauriri weZimbabwe People First varugare gumbo vari varunare Mugweru. Muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kuitika kumaruwa, nasi tiri kuenda kwaZvimba uko tiri kuita hurukuro nemumwe mugari weko vamucheka wakasunga beta avanoti havasi kufara neuori huri kuitwa munharaunda yavo.
Iyi kunharaunda kwedu kuri kunetsa uori hwanyanya kumabhesi.
Ndiani ari kuita uori apa?
Hatiuziva tichi tiri kuitika kana kuti ikomiti yekukliniki here namambo varimo mukati here hatiuyazozivisisa kuti chii chiri kumboitichi.
Tiri kunzwa kuti muri kunzi mubhadhariswe mari ndedzeidzi uye muri kubhadhara mari.
Uri kungozibhadhara dhora nyange usingarware kukliniki kunyange usingarware kana uchinge watadza iwo wobva wanzi uri kuendeswa kwamambo handi mazvona. Mambo wobva wapindira wobva watokusunga iwee kunzi wategerere kubhadhara dhora iroro rokovabvunza kuti ko mari iyi ndeichi yanzi tichibhadhara gadi. Gadi wedu isusu anopiwa $100 pamwedzi saka mahousehold arimo wadhimesi anokwana kuita iwo 1.2 saka zvioti isusu tiri kubhadhara 1200 pamwedzi gadi anobva atokwana gore rese asi imwe yese hatisuziva tiri kuenda kupi.
Munopiwa maresiti here mari dzamune mabhadhara idzi?
Resiti yacho chinongoriwo chiresitiwo zvacho hachina kumbonzi chii haidi chiresitiwo resitiwo chongonzi chiresiti hachina hachitauri kuti kliniki kana kuti chii.
Saka mukaendeswa kwamambo munenge moitwa sei chaizvo?
Mambo anobva atotaura kuti huyai kunoku kudare kwangu votanga vanzi bhadhara mari yedare.
Mari yedare imari imanjapa?
Mari yedare yobva yanzi $10 namambo.
Anonzi ani mambo wenyu?
Anonzi Mapani.
Makambotaurawo here kana nemumiriri wenyu mudare reparamende kuti hamusi kunzwisisa kuti mari idzi dziri kufamba sei?
Takapedzera kumuona kare achitsvaga mabhosi edu hatina kuzombomuona kunoku.
Ndiani anokumirirai mudare reparamende?
Anonzi Ziyande Ziyande.
Gadhi uyu anenge achiita basa rei chairo? Pari kubiwa here pakirinika?
Kana vachinzi ari kuchengeta anenge achimbodzi ari kuchengeta hapana mbobiwa basa anenge achimudziviri anenge achichengeta ipapo.
Ko kunze kwenyaya yehoriyo yamusiri kufarawo nayo zvinhu zvakaamira sei tichitarisawo nyaya dzechikafu nezvimwe?
Nyaya dzechikafu dziri nani zvacho izvozvi tatitori pachizere vari kupowo machembere nevarimwe vari disadvantage vanorwara nechii vari kutiwa izvozvi chimai.
Ko imi muri kuita here zviya zvefood for work?
Zvefood for work vakabva vatoti mamwe mabhuku akakura nevanhu vakawanda vakabva vanzi kirege yakutoenda kufood for work ingogara ikoti.
Saka muri kudyei chaizvo? Muri kurarama sei?
Ko kwakungotiwo zvaunenge wangokwanisawo kungoitawo ndizvozvo chaizvozvo upenyu hwacho hwakatongooma mukomablessing.
Avo vanga vari mugari wekwaZvimba vamucheka wasunga beta vachitaura vari parunare kwaZvimba kwakare. Hatinokwanisa kubata mambo Mapani kanawo vaziyambi ziyambi nekuti vanga vasiri kudaira nhare mbozha dzavo.
We love y'all. Saverio.
Yeah.
Tete Precious.
Now we're Chief Chiyama.
My Instagram.
Yeah, man.
Ndafaza my sister. Ndafaza munu wese my sweeter. Doro tandira basita faza variba zita faza kana my ancestors. Yeah. Waya waya.
Inini dunoitwa Shiltoman, aka Romeo Anthony the Dancer, father. Makatera Studio 7.
Yashika nguva yekuti timboenda kuna Marvelous Mhlanganya uye achitipa chirongwa chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwevanhukadzi.
Chingamidzai nemufaro vatereri muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka kunge tiine hurukuro nambuya Chinjai vanogara ivo kwaChivi. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu.
Iri ndonzi mbuya Chinjai matizirofa iri paChivi.
Kwakamira sei kwaChivi pari zvino mbuya matizirofa?
Achivi zvokadi hakuna kumira zvakanaka nezvara iri kuno tabaiwa nokutengesa tichitengesa makwakwa nei zvose.
Saka muri kurarama sei imi nemhuri?
Tiri kungorarama newaku kwakuka ukawana une zvimhunga wokubavo ukaona nezviri kwezvavo kubavo uchingobikira vana.
Mhuri yakakura sei?
Ndina vazukuru kuti warufu.
Vana vari kupi pari zvino?
Shamwari zvakaoma. Vana vari dhondi kwavakatizira kunotsvaka mabasa. Vamonogorigibva ava mubhokisi. Usingazi kuti mwana wangu wakagwara sei kana kuti wo mwana wangu ndakamba mukurungira porichi. Hazviiti, vose vakatizira dhoni.
Saka vari kukwanisa kupota vachitumira here mari yekuti imi nevazukuru muwanikwe muchirarama? Zvinopoitwa sei mbuya pamira pakadai?
Isi tatasare, tunanava mawarire ava vafunga zvano rokuti kwai nana chajamuka ndova tatofarire kudaira vanhu vezvano vanga shava kagavo pazvigaro vamwe vatinde vane ropa vachatema dzinobuda ropa.
Kumamisha ikoko muri kunzwa here nezviri kuitika kumadhorobha panyaya idzodzi dzavana tajamuka navana Pastor Ivan Mawarire?
Tinoziwa chaizvo, tinotamungana
chimwe chamukadi kutaura zvenyu imi sambuya muchitaurawo mhuri yeZimbabwe yakateerera.
Ini ndakada kuudza vanhu veZimbabwe kuti nguva yakwana, mutsvakirai chero ndikamuona ndomubereka.
Aiwa, nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje. Tinokutendai mbuya Chinjai kunge manga muinesu pano pachirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu.
Bye bye.
Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington.
Iko zvino tochienda kuna Jonga Kandemiri achitipa chirongwa upenyu wedu Our Lives.
Ndinokutambirai muchirongwa chedu upenyu hwedu umwe watinotarisa vatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Anemi muchirongwa, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC. Nasi tirikuenderera mberi nehurukuru yedu nemunyori mukuru wesangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaVictor Matema Danda. Vamatemadanda mazuva apera ya vamatemadanda vakambotaurawo kuti kuoma kweupenyu kwakabvira munguva yaSmith kwakapinda munguva yaisapu, iye zvino maamuchimbochengetwa nemhuri vana naadzimai. Zvino adzimai vaakutadza zvakare kunge vachikuchengetai, havachakwanisa kuenda vachinotenga zvinhu kunze vachiuya vachitengesa. Mungatsanangura ipapo?
Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti
tinofana kubudirana pachena tichionesana ichi chakati chiri kuitika chiri kukonzeresa zvakati chakati chiri kuitika chiri kukonzeresa zvakati saka nekuda kwezvizvi long term plan yedu ndeyekuti zvibude zvakadai saka taakuzoita chinhu chakati vanhu vogadzirira because nyaya inoita ndeyekuti umwe ainda kunohodha kusouth africa dai akaudzwa aigona kusandura oenda kunohodha hove kana chimwe chinhu zvinowanika munomu but maria aifanira kuhodha nayo ndo yacho yakunzi zvinhu zvacho hazvipindi saka muri kuona kuti tasvika zvakare pakuputsa upenyu hwemunhu kuti achitanga futi patsva saka vanhu vedu vezimbabwe vanhu vanongoramba vachitanga patsva vanhu vatiri kutaura ivavava ndo vanhu vakasapota hondo right toti nyika yauya vaakuti taakutanga upenyu esapu yopinda esapu yopinda yoburitsa vanhu vese mabasa youraya zvese zvavanga vaita vanhu votanga zveafresh dhora rodonha munhu wese muzimbabwe pane musi waakamuka asina mari kunze kweivavo vane masimba vakanga vachibhena mari vachibata madhora ekuamerica vanhu ivavo vakaafektiwa ndivo zvakare vaakusvika pakuti wahodha nekamari kaunako wosvika onzi zvawahodha hazvichapindi zvapererana zvinenge zvakangooma
tinoona kuti munyika makaita kuratidzira pamwe nekuuramwa mabasa mazuva achangopfuura iwaya imiwo sesangano revakarwa hondo makaona here danho iriri danho rakanaka mukuedza kuti vanhu vange vachinzwikwa zvichemo zvavo kana kuti makarisoropodza kuti vanhu vatora matanho asiri iwo pakusvitsa zvichemo
kana vanhu vatadza kuwirirana ndosaka muchiona mumba muchizorwiwa inyaya yekuti vanhu vanenge vatadza kuwirirana asi kurwa hakuna kunaka but pane dzimwe nguva dzekuti vanhu vanokonana kusvika kurwa kwoita sekuti ndiko kungagadzirise kukonana kuripo
kwouyawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu mubato rezanu pf neukama hwaro nevesangano renyu rakarwa hondo yerusununguko vamwe vanoonawo sekunge panenge pasisina ukama hwaizivikanwa hwekuti vakarwa hondo yerusununguko nebato rezanu pf ihomwe imwe chete munoti
zvinonetsa kuti nditaure zvakafanana nemukadzi nemurume vanenge vachiti tiri kuzvara zvedu vana vedu tiri baba namai vemhuri musi wamunokonana umwe wokuudza kuti takagara tisiri tese saka unenge waungozvibvunza kuti zvino zvandakapera chibereko ndichizvara vana saka ndaizvarirei zvangu so zvinonetsa kuti nditi zvakamira so because handina wekudivi remafreedom fighters kana kuti mawar veterans akati haachadi ukama nezanu p f asi kuti kuzanu p f side ndokuri kuti takagara tisiri tese
manga makateerera kuna vavictor matema danda vanove munyori mukuru wesangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko muchirongwa chedu upenyu hwedu umo tinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu anokuonekai nemufaro semazuva ose ndini jonga kandemiiri ndokusiyai muina blessing zulu
tinotenda jonga
ibrain nhema ende dzine enhema dzinosvodesa nechikonzero chekuti munhu anotaura izvozvo anenge achifunga kuti vanhu vezimbabwe havana pfungwa havazive zvavanoda munyika mavo vanomirira kuti vaudzwe neumwe munhu kubva kunze
mangwana muchirongwa chedu cheyouth forum tine hurukuro navapromisi mukwananzi vanhu vamutauriri wesangano retajamuka musakanganwe kuteerera chirongwa chedu ichi tombotarisa nhau dzemitambo yecastle premier soccer league iriko mangwana dynamos ichatamba nezpc kariba kurufaro border strikers ichitamba nehowmind kudilovadzimu fc platinum ichitamba nebulawayo city kumandava kuchiti chapungu nemutare city rovers kuascot highlanders ichitamba necapes united kubaba fields sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare vaelias mudzuri vanoti vatsvangirai vachakokera musangano wevakuru vakuru vebato kuti vaone kuti votora gwara ripi varugare gumbo vanoti masangano akazvimirira oga nemapato ezvematongerwo enyika anofanira kutsigirana kuti munyika muve neshanduko tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi tinoimba kuti muchange minesu zvakare mangwana anokoneka nemufaro ndini wenyu blessing zulu ndokusiyai mina gibs dube munhau dzechirungu
Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, July 16th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. A political commentator says the arrest of Zimbabwean civic society leaders won't solve the country's problems.
It's quite clear that the economic problems have to be addressed head on. The issue of the civil servants has to be addressed head on. The issue of a conducive economic environment has to be addressed head on.
A Mandela Washington fellow says her program is going well so far in USA.
The last 3 weeks has been an intense mix of academic coursework, leadership training, and networking, offering very invaluable insights into American system, American culture.
And as usual, we'll focus on issues affecting women. Stay tuned. An independent political analyst says the arrest of civic society leaders won't solve Zimbabwe's current social, economic, and political problems. Dumisani Nkomo believes that the countrywide arrest of people protesting against the deteriorating economic situation is undemocratic. Speaking in a political panel with Nick Mangwana of ZANU-PF, Nkomo stressed that Zimbabwe needs new leaders to turn around the economy.
What we need to do is address the deeper seated problems. The president said the $15 billion is missing. That was the president of the country. Up to now, not a single person has been arrested. The issue of the $15 billion was raised by the president of the country. And up to now, not a single person has been arrested.
Yes, so Mr. Mangwana, your quick reaction to that before we proceed to the next stage. Just very quick, less than a minute.
As the Minister of Finance was very clear, there is a difference between a heist and an economic loss. An economic loss is typical of what we suffered due to the economic sanctions against us. $45 billion, that was lost in economic terms. So those are very different. It's not like somebody went to the vault full of diamonds and picked those, put it on a truck and ran away. Having said that, I'm not excusing the corruption that's in the country. Something should be done about it. And we expect the leadership to do something about it. I'm not excusing the looting clearly that's happening in the country. Something should be done about it because the country can benefit from it. Having said all that, in asserting our rights as individuals, in accordance with the Constitution, we should not infringe the rights of the other people. So if I choose that I'm not going to work today in solidarity with whatever cause that is there, I shouldn't attack my neighbor for choosing to go to work because I'm thinking you're selling out or you are not subscribing to my cause. Everybody, that's the freedom. That when you choose to go or to go to work or not to go to work, if somebody goes, you don't set an illegitimate roadblock. You don't put rocks on the road to make sure, or boulders on the road to make sure the other person doesn't go. So everyone who wants their rights respected, they have to respect the rights of the next person. Even though they do not agree, even though they believe that what the other person is doing undermines their cause, you still should not push your will upon other people. Everybody should stay within the framework of the Constitution, including institutions.
Yes. So let's bring in Mr. Nkomo. Mr. Nkomo, your last word on this issue. And if you may focus on the end game, you know, in these stairways, what is going to happen?
Yeah, I think what is important is to realize the legitimate concerns of the people, is to recognize the reasons why there's been a call for stairways, for boycotts, for protests and so forth. Whilst you may not agree with some of the methods it's quite clear that the economic problems have to be addressed head on. The issue of the civil servants has to be addressed head on. The issue of a conducive economic environment has to be addressed head on. The issue of conflicting government positions on economic policy has to be addressed head on. The challenges of unemployment have to be addressed head on. So it's very important for the government to then engage and dialogue with its citizens. It's very important for the government to then engage and dialogue with all people that are affected. Failure to do this may result in a revolution. So it's very important for the government to listen to the cries of the people. I mean, we can't continue this route forever because people are really suffering. If you're in Zimbabwe right now, you see what I'm talking about. The level of suffering is unsustainable. And sooner or later, those young boys and girls will say enough is enough. And some of us, the briefcases and suits and laptops, will not be able to stop that revolution.
Mm. Your last word, Mr. Mangwana?
I do not question at any point the legitimacy of the people, of the grievances, or a lot of the grievances. They are legitimate. I do not question at any time the constitutional mandate of the police to maintain law and order. What I would question are the methods of the protesters and the methods of the police. So in short, both parties, the people that protest legitimately within their rights, as bestowed upon them by the Constitution, should do that within also the framework of the Constitution. So both the police and the protesters, it's a question of how are you doing it, what you want to do, or how are you doing what you're obligated to do. The protesters, within the law, please. The police, also within the Constitution and within the law, and everybody will be happy. And obviously, back to the government, yeah, there are legitimate concerns, and something should be done to turn around that economy. Something should be done to make people's lives a bit better and a bit more bearable, because definitely and clearly they're suffering in Zimbabwe.
That was independent political analyst Tumisani Nkomo. You also heard from Nick Mangwana, a ZANU-PF activist based in London. The Mandela Washington Fellowship comes to a close in 2 weeks' time, with the nearly 1,000 participants meeting with President Barack Obama for a final summit in Washington, D.C. One of the fellows is Faith Ndlovu, a media specialist doing leadership studies at the University of Illinois. She tells reporter Ntungameli Nkomo about her experience so far.
The last 3 weeks has been an intense mix of academic coursework, leadership training, and networking, offering very invaluable insights into American systems, American culture, as well as a deeper understanding of the African context and the African landscape, as I'm also interacting with 25 fellows from 18 African countries.
What's the one most important thing that you'd say you have taken away so far?
Several things have been outstanding for me, one of them being the enabling framework for media freedom and freedom of information, and how this enables the media in America to report freely on issues, to dig deeper into issues, and to investigate issues without fear of arrest, without fear of intimidation. And, of course, the ability of the media as well to freely access information on time and as needed. And for me, this is critical for fostering the watchdog role of the media, as well as for accurate reporting, for professionalism. And this has served to strengthen my belief that with commitment on the part of the media to be professional and commitment on the part of the government to create an enabling environment, media self-regulation is indeed a viable policy alternative for promoting media freedom and public accountability.
In 2 weeks' time, you will be meeting with President Barack Obama here in Washington. How do you feel about that?
I feel very, very much excited. And one of the key highlights so far was our visit to Illinois, where we went to the House of Representatives and we saw where President Obama sat as a senator. And we also managed to get an insight into the life of America's 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, and the ideals of human dignity, the value of justice, and the quality that he stood for. So that has been very, very inspirational. And as I go to Washington to meet President Obama, I'm feeling very excited and very much inspired. And so far, my key takeaway is that for Africa to move forward, what we need is ethical leadership, accountable leaders, and as well as strong institutions that are grounded on ethics and accountability.
Faith Ndlovu is a Mandela Washington Fellow and Media Specialist with the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe. She is currently interning with the University of Illinois. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We are broadcasting on 909 meter wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Zimbabwean communities in the Yanga district will be able to construct facilities to dramatically improve their health and sanitation, thanks to assistance from the United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, and its Community Water Supply, Sanitation, Hygiene, and Natural Resources Management, also known as CWASH program. In early June, at the Ruronquo District Development Fund Rest Camp, Robert Shawatama, the Provincial Water and Sanitation Subcommittee Chairperson for Manicaland, officially handed over to the people of Nyanga District $40,000 in materials to construct or rehabilitate 83 boreholes, 45 pumps to extract water, 105 drinking troughs for animals, and 102 latrines. Chairperson Shawatama also presided over the graduation of 18 community latrine and water pan builders and 16 village pump mechanics, who had been trained by Development Aid from People to People, or DAP Zimbabwe, with funding from USAID. With guidance from the District Development Fund, these builders and mechanics will assist the communities in constructing and repairing their water infrastructure and ensure long-term sustainability. In total, USAID's CWASH activities will provide safe and clean water to 2,400 households and 6 schools in the district. The communities of Nyanga North have long grappled with access to safe and clean water due to frequent breakdowns of boreholes. Some families travel for 10 kilometers to access safe water, while others sleep queuing for water at the boreholes. Many boreholes in the district are being chained and locked as communities try to safeguard limited water resources. Others have introduced strict water rationing, with households only allowed to collect 2 20-liter buckets per day, regardless of the household size. USAID is proud to support Nyanga District to improve access to safe, potable water, said USAID Zimbabwe Acting Mission Director Bruce Abrams. With this newly acquired technical expertise and building materials, these communities are now able to protect themselves against waterborne diseases.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
As usual, we now hand you over to Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. Tonight, we're gladly joined by Kerina Mujati, a ZANU-PF member who lives in the United Kingdom and shares her views about the situation in Zimbabwe and her struggle to have her voice heard within her party. We start off by asking Ms. Mujati about what her views are about what is going on in Zimbabwe right now.
What is happening in Zimbabwe, I'm sure all of us were expecting it at some point. Since the 2013 election, I think the government and ZANU-PF, who are in charge of Zimbabwe right now, they had a mandate, and this mandate was to deliver their election pledges. And unfortunately, nothing has been delivered to the nation. So you can understand the frustrations. All understand that at some point, I was expecting things like strikes and all stuff. Because if you look at the 2013 ZANU-PF pledge to the nation, if you look at Zim assets, they promised people like 2 million jobs. And where are the 2 million jobs? So those kind of things, if a government is not accountable, it can end up going like in this direction we are right now, because it seems like the Zimbabwean electorate were conned into voting for something. As the situation it is right now, it's sad, because at the end of the day, people that got children who need to be looked after. And I believe that government should create opportunities whereby every citizen of the nation can reach their full potential. If the government would like, by an accountable government, to eat citizens' welfare, I don't think any citizen will be really frustrated like where it is now. But this is like, it's a ticking time bomb, because the government is not being accountable, and it seems like they are not listening to the nation.
You have said that you are a staunch ZANU-PF supporter yourself. So where do you stand? You are clearly acknowledging that there is a problem.
there's a perception in our Zimbabwean politics that when you belong to a political organization, you are just supposed to go along with it. And some of these people were shouting at me, screaming at me on Facebook right now. They just know me maybe last week because I said my opinion about Ivan Mawarire. And I've been doing this campaign about my party and the government to be accountable since the time after 2018. I started writing about corruption after 2018 election because of what happened with Obet and Purpose Bank. I could see it's wrong. It should not be allowed to go on. I do have family who lives in Zimbabwe. I do have my parents who live in Zimbabwe. They're experiencing these challenges. And at the end of the day, I support ZANU-PF. I'm not just a blind supporter. I'm not just a blind follower. And I think if my party tried to listen to what I was saying, writing, to the extent that at some point there were treason and blasphemous charges leveled against me, maybe we shouldn't be here where we are. Maybe they tried to listen to me like one of their own. Maybe we wouldn't have been here where we are now. But there are some people who doesn't know the journey I've taken to where I am now in 2016. They just think that I've just written about Ivan just because I want Facebook attention.
What exactly did you write about Pastor Ivan Mawarire that got so much backlash from people?
Yes, I was questioning his motive. I was questioning his motive because you don't tell me that. You just said something. You want people to stay away in their homes, and you are not engaging those people you are mourning and complaining about. That was my post. And because to me, it was just like a non-event, because even Mawarire, he didn't have like a team of negotiators or advocates to act on behalf of the nation so that they can take their plea to the government to say, look here, we voted for you. You are in charge of our nation. And we gave you a mandate to make sure that you protect us as your citizens. And also, you should look after our social welfare. Like, safe clean water should not be a luxury. It's a right to have safe clean water. Because people are paying their rights. That's what I was condemning, to say, what did you achieve today? Yet you stayed away. And the president has not said anything. Nobody is saying anything about this terror. So how can you measure your success? That was my point. And then they came out, then people start shouting and insulting you with their vulgar language. I've been there before. They should try to look for other names to call me, not like what they're calling me.
Where do you see the country going? You're a ZANU-PF supporter yourself. What's the way forward then?
I still believe that if you look at ZANU-PF ideology, ZANU-PF is a people's party. And I am sure right now to say that instead of the party focusing on these wars which is going on about the station and all stuff, I think it's high time the party should come back together, go back on the drawing board, look at the core values of what made them to say that, okay, fine, we are going to fight for our people's justice. But now we've seen that the government is like, I don't know whether it's arrogance or it's just I don't care attitude in some of them people within the government, because we need to go back to the drawing board, look where we are going wrong, start listening to our people. We need to go back to the grassroots. We need to engage, we need to consult, and we need to action.
Thank you very much, Ms. Kerina Mujati, a ZANU-PF member who lives in the United Kingdom, for having been our guest here on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Thanks very much, Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye. We hope you are going to have a wonderful weekend.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. You preach a man, don't tell me. Heaven is under the earth. You are dopey and you don't know what life is really worth. It's not all that glitter is gold, and half a story has never been told. So now we see the light. We gonna stand up for our rights. Come on, get up, stand up. Brothers, stand up for your rights.
The music of Peter Tosh coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Now to recap today's top stories.
A political commentator says the arrest of Zimbabwean civic society leaders won't solve the country's problems. And a Mandela Washington fellow says her program is going well so far in USA. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Chris Gande. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., wishing you a pleasant evening and a very, very good night.
Siyabonga Kip Stube. Siyalambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 womgqibelo omhla ka 16 Ntulikazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lingalitshona njani izulukandaba msakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kulandela ukuphumelela kumkhankaso wokubuthelela imali yokususa ababotshwe ekutshengiseleni ngebail, sokulomcabango wokusungula isikhwama sokuphathisa abayabe bebotshiwe.
Abantu esibenesisibenesisele elithi ukuthi sibakhiphe, abanye abantu babebhadala directly khona ngale koti behamba besiyabathatha. So thina ngesikhathi siyabhadala ibail semele sukuthi sikhiphe abantu abayi-18.
Ukukhetha abasekeli ababili khona kuvele kulomunye okhona okwenziwe ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai sekudale inkulumo.
La abantu besiya kuma-elections bayathethisana ngoba kuya kuba ngoyisikhundla bayefuna ukumunya ivele likamama.
Kambe kozwalwa nkomoni kusasa emidlalweni ye-Premier Soccer League. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Kulandela ukuphumelela kumkhankaso wokubuthelela imali yokususa ababotshwe ekutshengiseleni kwangeviki edluleyo ejele ngemali yebail, sokulomcabango wokusungula isikhwama sokuphathisa abayabe bebotshiwe. Bekulabantu abafika phose 100 ababotshwe ekutshengiseleni lokhu, iningi labo kungabavela elokitshini leMakhokhoba. Ababotshiweyo baphiwa ibail kodwa bengelamali. Ekutshengiseleni lokhu kwafa umntwana oyedwa owahitshwa intuthu ye-tear gas eyaphoselwa endlini. Ababotshwayo laba baphume ngolwesihlanu ejele leKami. Abanye babo balamanxeba okutshaywa lokulunywa izinja zamapholisa. Sixoxe lomunye wabaphathisa ababotshwayo laba ngemali yebail, umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele.
So we initially we needed imali engange 4300 to just keep abantu abasejeni laba, but kuthe ukuvuka kwayizolo omunye umuntu wayesehambe ekhodi wabhadala directly for abantu abayi 28. So by the time usatshaye 1 o'clock imali kade idingakala ukuthi sikhiphe abantu abasele ibisikwanile. Sithole nje uncedo oluvela ebantwini bonke, mina abanye abase-America, eZimbabwe, London, South Africa, ngathi the world over people contributed with the smallest amounts that they can they could send is from as little as a dollar until imali yakhona yakwana. Ntamama ke sihambile kami prison sabathatha abantu labakade bebedinga uncedo lwebhek.
Bebebangaki abantu eligcine libaphathisa njalo lisebenzise malini?
Abantu esibenesisibenesisele elithi ukuthi sibakhiphe, abanye abantu babebhadala directly khona ngale koti behamba besiyabathatha. So thina ngesikhathi siyabhadala ibail semele sukuthi sikhiphe abantu abayi-18. So that was about 18, imali yakhona bekwi-18, abantu abayi-18 at $80 each. Sayinkisa ngibona ukuthi sibadingele i-transport ukuthi besuke ekami khona ngale bebuye-ke emakhokhoba lapho abaningi bakhona bebehlale emakhokhoba lemzilikazi.
Sizwa kuthiwa ikhona enye imali eseleyo njalo likhangelele ukuphathisa abanye njalo.
Yeah, kule mali eseleyo engange 600 kumali le kade sibutelele. So sesikhale ukuthi singaphathisa abanye abantu besikhuluma labantu beHarare ukuthi sibone ukuthi akula yini abantu beHarare khona ngale abadinga uncedo. Siyakwazi ukuthi bakhona abase-Bay Bridge njalo ababothwayo abancishwa i-bail. Kungenzakala ukuthi lapho abayithola khona i-bail abanye bakhona beyiswele imali yona leyo. Imali ekhangelele ukuthi incede. Mhlawumbe ngamele ngicacise ukuthi imali le izanceda abantu ababothwe ngesikhathi sama-stairway lesa sokuthi ukuthi iyancedisa la ngobani nje lotshontshileyo. Cha,
manje isikhwama sona lesi esiphathisayo sizaqhubeka sikhona yini abantu belokhu bephathisa befaka imali kumbe akusela muntu ophathisa kwakathesi?
Esifuna ukwenza lapha ikuthi kube le trust account, imali isikhwama esizavulwa sihlale emaloyeni esizaphathisa abantu ngoba sikhayelela ukuthi ngendlela umumo welizwe ohamba ngawo baningi abantu abazabotshwa, baningi ama-stairway lama-demonstrations la azayenzakala abantu bedinga incedo. Okunye sikubonile ebantwini esibathethe kame lapha ukuthi iningi lakhona belitshaye kakhulu livuvukile, abanye belinywe izinja ngabantu abadinga i-medical assistance konke kona lapho.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Zenzele Ntebele ongomunye wabaphathise abakade bevalele ejele ngemali ye-bail. Ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Ukukhetha abasekeli ababili khona kuvele kulomunye okwenziwe ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai sekudale inkulumo. Enye inkokheli yaleli bandla ibikwa ingavumelani lenyathelo leli. Sixoxe lesinye isiphathamandla sebandla umnumzana Peter Moyo saqala ngokumbuza ukuthi njengoba unobhala jikelele webandla leli umnumzana Douglas Monzora wanqoba umnumzana Nelson Chamisa kukhetho lokudinga unobhala jikelele, bazasebenza njani ababili laba ngoba owanqotshwayo usenguye umkhulu kulalowo wanqobileyo umnumzana Monzora?
Kade bevele besebenza konke nga abantu besiya kuma-elections bayathethisana ngoba kuya kuba ngoyisikhundla befuna ukumunya ivele likamama. Kodwa sokuphelile kolokho kade besebenza konke ebusuku nasemini bayihamba konke bayadla konke bayanada konke kwaphela lokhu yana ngesikhathi se-Congress. Kathesi sokungobunye ukutsha osokubuyile bayasebenza konke ebusuku nasemini okokuya kufana nokwenza u-vice president kuzayenzwa kufana nokwenza ukuthi kuphendela nayo kuzayenzwa.
Sona isisekelo sombuso webandla asilazo izikhundla lezi, manje alibone na ungani kuyabasiyephuliwe isekelo sombuso?
Akula isekelo kuyephuliwe konapho ngoba konke sina sikunike emandleni kuCongress, sikunike emandleni kaPresident wethu ukuthi yenza lokhu yenza lokhu yenza lokhu konke akwenzeleyo kufanele. Akula even isekelo sombuso esiphandanisiweyo.
Hello-ke umnumzana Peter Moyo isiphathamandla sebandla le-MDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Omunye wabakuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship unkosazana Faith and Love uthi kuningi asekufundile ngobukhokheli obuqotho aza kusebenzisa emsebenzini wakhe nxa esephenduke eZimbabwe. UFaith uqhuba izifundo zobukhokheli e-University of Illinois. Uhlelo lolu lufika emaphethelweni ekupheleni kwalinyanga lapho abasakhulayo abalikhulu abavela emazweni atshiyeneyo ezwekazi le-Afrika abazahlangana khona lomongameli Barack Obama e-Washington DC. Asizweni uFaith Ndlovu exoxa lo ntungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7.
Uhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship luhamba kahle, luyafundisa kakhulu, luyavula amehlo kakhulu ngoba sesizwisisa kangcono i-America ukuthi ama-systems ayo ami kanjani. But ekhona i-America kuphela, sengizwisisa ngcono even le-Africa ngokwayo ngoba lapha e-institution engikho khona kulabanye futhi abavela kwamanye amazwe atshiyeneyo awe-Africa. So sokungcedisile ukuthi ngizwisise i-America kakhulu ama-systems ayo but ngizwisise futhi le-Africa.
Kuyini okumqoka ongathi sokuthola lile kulolu hlelo?
Esengubonile kulolu hlelo ukuthi abantu bathele izindaba abe-America bayenelisa ukuthi bayenze imisebenzi yabo bengayisabi ukubotshwa, bengayisabi ukwethuselwa, and lalapho bedinga i-information yokuthi bancedise ukuthi bayenze imisebenzi yabo bayenelisa ukuthi bayithole le information benganqandelwanga and ngesikhathi And ngiyakholwa ukuthi lokhu kuyabancedisa ukuthi bayenze umsebenzi wabo ngobunono, bayenze umsebenzi wabo ngendlela okumele bayenze ngawo bengelakwesaba.
Nxa usubuyela ekhaya, kuyini osukutholile obona ngani ungafika ukusebenzisa emsebenzini wakho?
Esengiwubonile ukuthi nxa abantu athela izindaba bezimisele ukuthi bayenze imisebenzi yabo ngendlela okumele bayenze ngayo esingathi i-professionalism, uhulumende layo ezimisele ukuthi ayenze i-environment encedisa abantu athela izindaba ukuthi bayenze umsebenzi wabo kuhle. Ngiyabona ukuthi lokho kuyancedisa ukuthi abantu athela izindaba bayenze esingathi ngesilungu i-self-regulation, and kuyaqinisa futhi i-belief yami ukuthi i-government kumele iphangisise ukulungisiswa kwemithetho ukuthi ihambelane ne-constitution, ukwenzela ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe labantu bathela izindaba zeZimbabwe bakwanise ukuthi bakholise amalungelo akusisekelo sombuso wezwe.
Alo-ke ngunkosazana Faith and Love ongomunye wabasakhulayo abakuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship ngapha kwele Melika, njalo usebenzela inhlanganiso ye-Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Lisibamba kumakakase aku 909 meter wave, laku shortwave 4930 6065, laku 15460 kilohertz. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voindebele.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com noba i-text message WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318.
Umanisipala weHarare ukhuthaza abafelokazi labesifazane ukuba basebenzise ithuba likamanisipala eselinikeze izitanda ngokulingeneyo i-50-50 phakathi kwabesilisa labesifazane, ngoba seliqonga inani labesifazane ababuya bekhala emahofisini belahlekelwe impahla efana lendlu lezimota kulandela ukufelwa ngobomkabo. UMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Lokhu kuphume embuthwaneni we-World Widows Day ewenzelwe eHarare ngempelansoto, lapho inhlanganiso ye-York itshaye ukhwelo ibiza abafelokazi ukuba bezocebisana ngamalungelo abo. Abafelokazi abaningi benelise ukwenqabela ukwesaba kwabo banikeza imibono yabo etshiyeneyo. Unkosazana Linda Musalila uthi wafelwa ngumkake ngemva kokugula okwesikhathi eside, basebenzisa le mali eningi kakhulu ukuba elatshwe.
Hey, no, ndakamira panaba. This time I haven't paid school fees for my children. Because mari yacho ayipo. Inera seti ndakatsikwa basi.
Ngikhuluma lani kanje, angikabhadali imali yeschool fees ngoba imali ngokwayo angilayo.
Unkosikazi Manyawu ongumfelokazi ophila lobugoga yena uthi impilo inzima kanje kubafelokazi bonke abagcina bekhathele bemelele impensheni leNASA nxa bengaba lenhlanhla yokuyithola, ethi ngoba njengaye udubo olunje luba ngoluphethwe kabili.
Shirikads yakamirira ma pensions iri kunzwa sei.
Unkosikazi Helen Mhlanga uthi abafelokazi balodubo njalo lokukhangelelwa phansi bebizwa ngamagama, abanye bebathi ngabathakathi ababulala amadoda abo, abanye bethi izifebe. Uthi kudingakala usizo ukuba bengathathelwa izindlu, imali, lezimota, lenye impahla.
Shirikazi is someone who is overloaded. Ndinoti ivo baba.
Umfelokazi ngumuntu olobunzima olumangalisayo kakhulu. Yimi ngedwa esengimele ngitholise abantwana ukudla, bona bephonga ubhoda ngendawo.
Osaphethe isikhundla sikameya wedolobha leHarare umnumzana Chris Mbanga uthi amahofisi akhe ahlala esamukela izikhalazo nsuku zonke zabafelokazi ababhekana lenkinga zokuthathelwa izindlu ngemva kokufelwa, ethi sexwayisa abesifazane labafelokazi ukuba besebenzise iziqondiso zedolobha leHarare lekhansili yakhe ezikhona ezingehlisa izehlakalo ezinje.
Policy yedu ye-housing yeZimba,
umthetho wethu wokunikezwa kwezindlu sikuthaza ukuba ubaba angathola istand yakhe abuye bebhalise bonke lonkosikazi wakhe njengendlela yokuqeda induku zonke lezi kwela kusasa.
Othe iningi labafelokazi abanje liqina lihlaselwa imikhuhlane ehlanganisela isizungu, ukujulelwa ingqondo, imikhuhlane yengqondo, oblood pressure leminye. Yena uthi bafundisa abafelokazi indlela zokusungula lokuqala amabhizimusi amancane anjengokuthengisa, ngoba iningi labo litholakala lithengisa emikambo yemadolobheni njengendlela yokuziphilisa. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.
Okwamanje sengilitshiya ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana lilami usithandekile Mhlanga. Lamuhla sicubungula ubumzima obubhekane labesifazana ngesikhathi iningi labantu lithengisela lisola uhulumende ngokubhidlika komnotho welizwe lokunye okuthiyeneyo. Sixoxa lo nkosazana Magodonga Mahlangu, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazana e-Women of Zimbabwe Arise, iWoza. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ya, njengemihla yonke siyananzela ukuthi wona nxa kulokujikeka elizweni thina besifazane kakhulukazi siyananzela khona ukuthi sikhuluma ngakho kathesi ukuthi wena kuphithizela omama abaningi babahambayo besiyawoza ezokuphithizela lezaba omama abaningi babasezindlini abalindele ukuthi abantu abo basegoli abathumezele siyakhangela i-tertiary treatment isikolo unqabela ukuthi sithole siswele ukuthi ukudla okuvela phandle kwelizwe kungene elizweni kuba kuthingananzelela vele kumele ezinemiphilakho nxa bengasisaphilanga ukuthi sihambe sekuthenisakuyokudla kungalingele ezimbuli labanye silabomthetho silabafowethu khona ngala abathumezelayo kumbe abanye bethu yasebenza sikwenze abantu abangaphi emakhaya. So isinqumo se-tertiary treatment isikolo leso senqabela ukuthengwa kwezinto ngaphandle kwelizweni esingamsihlukumezela abantu kubona kwenokuphithizela kakhulu ngananzele bedithi ukuthi abantu baqhalisa ngani bakhatha kho kuyabuya lokudla kwabo kake kuthi isipasile umthetho sesenqabela ukuthi ungenize lapho nanzele nxa umuntu esiyakuda esiyawuda ngeke kuthi ngiyiboleke imali ngayo boleke imali ngizabhadala after 2 weeks 10 days kodwa mase ngizonikela imali sengithathela leyo kuindini hhayi sekuyohamba okunye ngingabe ngingabolekanye imali njengoba kuthi ukuthi imali yami leyi ngifuna ukuthi ngibhadale ngayo renti ngithinga ngibhadale ifeezi ngithenga ukudla endlini mase ngiyithathelwa kubona ukuthi bahlaba balethi kuzampundane bayigqithi ukuthi wena abantu bahlaba bathukuthela khonapha bahlaba basebenzisa ulaka nabo nokubhaxaka watshengisela ungazifeli khonapha khonapha.
Abesifazana bafuna ukutshaya imbiza ezitaladini betshengisa ukuthi azila lutho akukho kokudla lani lingabe liyingxenye yalokho kutshengisela
lokho ngikubone kuma-inthanethi indingeko zasiphatheki andabo asange sisinqe sokukho so andingi siyaphatheka ngoba sibone ukwabona kuma-inthanethi kwa-social media bexoxisana ngakho ukuthi nqabe kuthiwa izimbiza yebo imbiza ziyaletha.
Lina njengabantu abayande ukutshengisela lisola okwenzakalayo kukhona yini okunye belikuqoqile?
Lesinye ngenhlanganiso yeWoza thina sikwenzayo ukuthi sikhangelele ukuthi wona sibe sikhangele ungakhangela i-news that sikhiphile siWoza moya ikhuluma kakhulu kanye ngokuthi wona abantu bani baphathika kusekeyo zasalela indlini kodwa sinanzele ebulongo emakhokhoba labo zindawo ama-polite tena abantu ngama-tagers abantu abasezindlini ongangokuthi kwindlamo ekhuluma ngalo sengisolayo kakhulukazi emapholiseni phuma amapholisa ayenza udlakela kulokuthi akhuluma ngamapholisa ayenze udlakela lokuthi abantu bebevele besolane ukuthi abasezisebenzisaaholi nabula mali ziningi into kodwa nakhuluma nge-platform i-platform abakhuluma ngayo lapha siyakunenzela ukuthi wona bakhuluma ngokuthi ele abantu bezimbabwe bathunywe ngomunye uhulumende sibone bekhuluma nge-France bekhuluma ne-America bakhuluma langabanye locali abafakelize abangababenzi kodwa isiqiniso esikhona ukuthi i-platform uhulumende ukhuluma ngayo sengeyekoze nxasikilazi iyasichazula kakhulu kekuthi yebo i-platform ikhona i-platform leyi idalwe nguhulumende ngokwakhe ukufakwa kwakhe amapholisa uphika abapholisa basemgwaqweni ukuthi ahlukulize abantu abahamba ngezimota abafune izimali izimba ngenye i-platform ekukhuluma ngayo khona yiba abathunga angithi umuntu engena eboda engakwazi ukuthi ulo mthetho opasiweyo.
Sibongile imalapha ingxoxo yethu leyo balaleli bekuyingxoxo lo nkosazana Magodonga Mahlangu, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeWoza.
Siyabonga sithandekile. okwezemidlalo ke sikhangele imidlalo yenkezo yePremier Soccer League ezadlalwa kusasa endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe. IHighlanders izadlala leCapes United eBarber Fields, kuthi iDynamos yona izanqikelana leZPC Kariba enkundleni yeRufaro. IBorder Strikers izadlala leHowmine enkundleni yeDulibazimu, kuthi iFC Platinum izadibana leBulawayo City enkundleni yeMandaba. Ijapungu ile Mtare City Rovers eAscot. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Olivalelisayo igama nguChris Gande Lilani.
You have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.